open your eyes.
If you are wondering why everything going on in the world feels so terribly off, then you have come to the right place. A veil has been put over the eyes of humanity. Evil people in high places have been hiding the truth in plain sight and building a false reality on lies and deception for far too long. And now, their time is coming to an end. It's time to fight back, to wake up, and to begin an uprising. Now is a time for judgment.
This is a time for judgment. Welcome to today's show. Why not, with all the topics coming up in Davos at the World Economic Forum, why wouldn't food be a topic that they discuss? Because remember, every single thing apparently is linked to the climate, conveniently. Thus, they can control every single thing in your life. So they just make up whatever they can. They tell you that cattle farts are killing the climate. They're causing, emissions. So what do we have to do? Well, we got to kill all the cattle off. We got to start eating fake food. We got to start eating transhuman meat and proteins, right? That's pretty convenient, along with everything else they tell us that climate change is going to monitor in our day-to-day life. Well, here we have a clip from Jim Hagman-Snabe at the World Economic Forum. This guy's talking about how if a billion people give up eating meat, we could really change the world. And on top of that, when they come in with their fake meat, their transhuman food, it's going to taste better than animal meat. So he's apparently disgusted by cow meat, chicken meat. And I don't think he's lying about that, because it's highly likely that he's eating human meat. But let's listen to what he says about a billion people who need to stop eating meat, and it'll have a big impact on the climate. Because remember, control the food, control the people. And that's what they're doing here. They're doing everything they can. And Henry Kissinger's the one who said that. And Henry Kissinger is at the World Economic Forum this year. And I'm sure, like I've said in other videos, the meat that they're eating at the World Economic Forum, well, I think you could take a wild guess as to what it is. Take a listen.
It's a very important point that you are addressing. My daughter, 24, inspired me and said, "Dad, how can you advocate for these zero carbon value chains if you still eat meat?" And so I stopped eating meat. Now the math would say, well, you need to stop eating meat 11 years to compensate for a flight to Thailand. Yes, but if a billion people stop eating meat, I tell you, it has a big impact. Not only does it have a big impact on the current food system, but it will also inspire innovation of food systems. And I predict that we will have proteins not coming from meat in the future. They will probably taste even better. So why are we trying to mimic meat if we can have a better taste? They will be zero carbon and much healthier than the kind of food that we eat today. That is a mission that we need to get on. I can inspire you to maybe look at an organization called EAT, easy to remember, EAT, who have all the facts on this and who have the policies necessary, the innovations necessary, and the scale necessary in order to make food systems sustainable and healthy.
Thank you so much, Jim. And you're right, EAT is really a great foundation. You should all really look it up and if you have time.
Use technology in ways.
So it'll be healthier because it'll have zero carbon. So some meat that's made in a petri dish is apparently going to be healthier than animal meat all of a sudden. Animal meat's horrible all of a sudden. Why? Why are they telling farmers to kill their crops? Why are they telling farmers to butcher their cattle? Why is the bird flu just randomly here all of a sudden and all these chickens are dying and eggs are triple in price? Well, it's all done by design, of course, because they want you to run to them for food because they're going to control the food. And when they control the food, not only do they control the people, they control everything. Because people will not die of starvation, they will turn to this fake food that they'll have no idea what they're putting inside their bodies. It's likely filled with nanoparticles, graphene, you name it. You name it. And again, I love how they talk about this stuff with food, and none of it makes any sense. You know what I mean? None of it makes sense. They're just like, oh, did you know that if a cow farts, It affects the atmosphere. Oh, yeah. Did you know that all these people flying to Davos would affect carbon emissions by like 10 trillion times what a cow or even a million cow farts would do? How do people not see it? The convenience of all the stuff going on with the food shortages and the inflation, the prices of everything, the death of all these chickens. Remember in the summer I covered those cattle just flipping upside down. They're saying it was because of a heat wave. The farmers across the country, across the world, who are being forced because of climate change to close down their farms, are getting thrown off their land. Yeah, this is all is coincidental, right? It's not them deliberately doing this so that they could have full control of the food supply and make sure that nobody's independent from them. Oh, wait, that's exactly what they're doing, right? And somebody shared on the website, I had the link open, I forget who shared it, but they know who they are. I want to thank them for sharing it on atimeforjudgment.com. Lots of great stuff always gets shared over there. And these are things that I probably would never see. But, you know, if you're wondering what kind of food they're planning on serving the world to stop starvation since they care so much about all of us, well, conveniently, Beetle Burgers is on the menu. That's right, Beetle Burgers could soon reach mass production, helping feed the world. Mixed with sugar, the beetles supposedly taste just like real meat. They could also become alternatives to sausages or chicken nuggets. So, not gonna lie, I mean, obviously, if you're eating McDonald's chicken nuggets, you're probably eating something worse than eating a beetle. But nonetheless, we've gotten people worked up so much into believing just falsehood after falsehood after falsehood, not actually believe. I've been saying this over and over. The problem is that people do not believe that there's specifically a group of people who are this sick, who are this obsessed with controlling humanity. Yet they know all about the Roman Empire. They know all about the history, even though a lot of it's fake history, of the world where men have strived for power and control. You could look back at Germany. You could look back at Stalin. Right? We all know about those stories, but we can never imagine that the Jeff Bezoses, the Bill Gates, all these people that can literally urinate dollar bills out of themselves, $100 bills, I should say, Elon Musk, they want to put brain chips in you, all of this stuff. They can never fathom that they would want to do this. Controlling the food supply and the water supply is the numero uno way for them to get this across. And people will go, hey, you know what? I'll eat a Beetle Burger. Sure, I'll eat a Beetle Burger. And they've desensitized people to it. How many shows like Fear Factor have come out over the years where we see people, in the beginning, people are like, oh my gosh, did you see a show, Fear Factor, the guy ate a cockroach? Now, there's like there's thousands of YouTube channels and YouTubers who do that stuff. I'm going to eat a cockroach covered in a cheese doodle. Desensitized, desensitized, desensitized. And now we're at a point where people are more disgusted at a hamburger or at a steak or a filet mignon than they are at the thought of eating grasshoppers, crickets, right? We see how they normalize this. Whole Foods and these places start putting food in the store of bugs. And now they're telling you that, oh, well, don't look around and see why there's a food supply shortage. Don't look at us saying that we're going to close down farms because of climate issues. No, no, no. There's just so many people in the world. Now we don't have enough food. So now instead of growing more food, using weather manipulation to create rain so that food does not dry up in droughts, all the things that they could possibly do. Instead, they want you to stay concerned about if men can have babies or not. That's the main focal point, at least in America. That's the stuff that goes on the news here in America, right? While all this other stuff's going on. And then eventually you're going to wake up, you're going to go to the grocery store, eggs are going to be $40, and it's going to keep going up to the point where, oh, okay, nobody can get eggs now because nobody can afford it. And there's no longer eggs because conveniently all the chickens are dead. Conveniently, all of the cattle's dead. Conveniently, we have this fake meat called Soylent meat. I mean, Beyond Meat, which is really Soylent meat. For those that don't know what Soylent meat is, you don't want to know. It's people. And we're going to give it out to everybody, and all they have to do is comply. That means you could show up at your local food shelter, or we'll even deliver it with Amazon Prime right to your door. Sure, we'll give you rations, but we'll have drones deliver it to your door, you know, almost like a prison guard delivering it right to your prison cell. And we'll decide how much you can eat, and you'll thank us for it because you'll own nothing and be happy. I mean, everything that they talk about at this forum is despicable beyond words. The fact that these people even exist is unbelievable. The fact that this guy has the balls to tell people, no, what if a billion people stop eating meat? Meat's disgusting. We're going to make something in a petri dish that tastes way better than meat does. Meanwhile, this guy's eating a T-bone steak behind closed doors. You think they're not eating meat there? That's the same as saying, oh, they're not flying in on private jets and driving around in gas-powered cars. Of course they are. And people still don't ask questions because they're so dumbed down. They're doing whatever they want. And again, they're not just eating, you know, prime steak while they're there. They're eating prime human while they're there. I mean, let's not beat around the bush. What's on the menu for these guys? But I think that all of us should, in honor of this guy, I mean, we should all just have a couple steaks today and tomorrow and every other day. Because the whole thing is just bullcrap. And it's amazing that people buy into this stuff. The curve in emissions, did you know that? Oh, okay. Why don't we multiply one, you know, cattle farm? Okay, let's do the math on how many carbon emissions a day come out of there versus hundreds of people who flew into Davos on private jets, including John Kerry, Bill Gates flies all around in his private jet, Klaus Schwab, all of them, right? But they don't want to answer actual questions. And that reminds you, this is the strategy that these commies are using. This is what they do. They don't answer any questions. You see it here in America in the White House. They don't answer anything. And they're trying to drive people insane with all the stories that come out. Oh, the documents. Biden's taking the... And then you watch as they don't answer questions. And then people just shrug their shoulders and go, this is ridiculous. And it continues on and continues on and continues on. They never address the things they did. How about all the stuff with Biden and his kid, his son, the laptop? Years going by talking about this story. Never gets addressed. We have a FBI, supposedly, a CIA, supposedly, Department of Justice, supposedly, who all enable this type of stuff. Well, what are they telling you? Well, they're telling you that they're never going to address these things and they're going to do what they want. Because do without will be the whole of the law. And they're convincing people that everything that's going to go on, just like Aleister Crowley said, all the laws and all the things that they're going to pass and they're going to do, it's all going to be in the name of love. And dumb Christians will believe it. And they'll be like, I'm not leaving my house for a month because I'm a good Christian, I'm a good person, I'm helping the climate. These people just making these things up to enslave you because there's no other way that they could get people enslaved. There's too many people in the world. They can't throw us all in a jail, okay? They're convincing people that about being a good human, and that's part of social media, the illusion of social media, where everybody makes a press release about, oh, so-and-so died. Let me make a press release about Lisa Marie. Press, oh yes, please let us read your press release like you knew her. I mean, everyone's living in fantasy land. And that's what this is. It's fantasy land to enslave the world. Not specific nations, everyone. And they're going to give you beetles, and they're going to give you cockroaches, and they're going to give you the grossest things they can find in the bottom of the ocean. And they're going to tell you it tastes great. And just like horrible movies that they promote and say that they're wonderful, people will just go, it does taste great. Meanwhile, it'll be tasting just like their feces tastes. But they'll be like, no, it's great. I know it's great. Oh, why? Because Kim Kardashian came on TV and told you it's great, and then you watched her eat it, even though she was really eating caviar? Oh, yeah. These people want to control every aspect of everyone's life. That's why climate change ties into everything. It ties into every single thing possible in your day-to-day life. They tell you that, I mean, it's amazing how dumb people are. They don't even realize that they exhale carbon, right? They don't even realize that they're the carbon they're trying to eliminate is us, right? By keeping us locked up in our homes. And they'll just convince you with this MKUltra. Oh, we're doing a great thing for everyone. I'm staying locked in my house. Oh, you're such a great person, Doug. Yeah, thanks. Huh? I'm only losing my mind. No, I'm not. Things are wonderful here. And Doug's putting his head into the electrical socket. I mean, come on. The stuff that the people believe in. Every single thing is tied into climate change. How convenient. They're going to tell you, oh, playing a video game affects the climate. Going to the potty affects the climate. Taking a shower affects the climate. Now, if you tie yourself down to your mattress and you put duct tape over your mouth, then the climate will be okay, and you'll do your service for the day. Only out of the whole day, we only need you to do it 20 hours out of 24. The other 4 hours, you can do whatever you want in your home, of course. And if you want to go outside for rec time, you get 15 minutes. But not more than that, because you can't breathe out there, okay? Just put your metaverse goggles on and go live in fantasy land while we enslave you and tell you that it's all because of the people who question the climate stuff. They're just stupid. They don't get it. No, 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 no. The people who believe it are so stupid, are so dumb. I want to see their faces when this is revealed to them, that every single thing that they self-righteously proclaimed on this earth was completely wrong. From atheism to climate change to potions, all of it. I want to see their faces. And they still wouldn't believe it. With God right in front of their faces, They still wouldn't believe, and they'd still scream at God and try to defy God. I mean, that's how insane these people are. So now you have the World Economic Forum just putting a little icing on the cake this week. In addition to all the other stuff that they talk about, which I'm trying to cover in consecutive order here on YouTube. Sometimes they don't let me upload a video in the right order. I have to wait for it to get approved. It's really a nightmare. But is it a surprise that they're talking about our food supply and how we need to all give up meat to save the environment while they're flying in there in their trillion-dollar jets, driving around gas-guzzling vehicles, not showing us what they eat there? We'd be surprised that they're getting $5,000 steaks and caviar and all that stuff. Does the caviar affect the climate? Oh, fish don't fart? I mean, it's so stupid and ridiculous. And it's even more ridiculous that we're letting them get away with it. But on top of it, I don't know. The fact that people actually believe it and they're so self-righteous about it, these people who are climate activists tying themselves down to this highway protesting. I mean, do they have a clue that everything that they believe and they stand for is a lie? This stuff is all biblical. It's all prophecy. These people are prideful and they're imbeciles. And these people are going to take advantage of them, but they aren't going to take advantage of us. I thank you guys for being here. Hope you're doing well. God bless all of you and your families.